Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Murder Mystery Shack. Saying, talking about it, it's always the smart, intelligent people who turn out to be major oddballs. Anatoly Moskvin, born in September 1st, 1966. He lives in Nizhny Novgorod, the fifth largest city in Russia. Anatoly spoke 13 languages, a history lover, a professor, and even a journalist. Anatoly will claim to be an expert in cemeteries and went as far as to call himself a necropolist. He wrote many articles in the Necrologies, a weekly publication dedicated to the cemeteries and obituaries. He was well known in the academic circles. He was interested in cemeteries, burial rituals, death, and the occult, specializing in Celtic history and folklore. His personal library held more than 20,000 books. His fellow professors would describe him as eccentric, but a genius. On his last published story in October 26, 2011, he would explain where his fascination with the undead came to be. Anatoly was just 13 years old. He was walking home from school when he encountered a group of men in black. The group of men were on their way to the funeral of 11-year-old Natasha Petrova. The historian would then tell us that the men forced him up to the girl's coffin and forced him to kiss the girl's corpse repeatedly. He wrote how the grieving mother then put a wedding ring on his hand and one on the girl's corpse as well. At this point, who knows if the story was true, as no one has fact-checked it since. But according to Anatoly, this is when his obsession sprouted, and then he started frequently visiting graveyards after school. From 2005 to 2007, he claimed to have visited over 752 cemeteries in his hometown alone. He was quoted as saying, "I don't think anyone in the city knows him better than I do." He would take extensive notes on the people who were buried there and would walk over 20 miles a day, sometimes sleeping on hay bales and drinking out of rain puddles. Homeboy never heard of a fucking water bottle. He started a documentary series called The Great Walks Around Cemeteries and What the Dead Said about his travels and findings, which are still being published to this day in a weekly newspaper. He even slept in someone's casket prior to the person being buried in it. However, things as they tend to do got a little bit weird. In 2009, locals would find their loved ones' graves partially disturbed to sometimes fully digged up. Russian Interior Ministry spokesman General Valery Grybakin told CNN that initially, they believed it to be the work of an extremist group. They put their best men forward to find out who was desecrating these graves. For 2 years, no leads had turned up until the terrorist attack at a Domodedovo airport in Moscow in 2011. Shortly after, the authorities heard that local Muslim graves were being vandalized. Anatoly, who has known to have some fascist ideas, was actually caught vandalizing a Muslim grave, painting over the gravestone. Turns out authorities have had their eyes on Anatoly for a while now, and this had finally given them the last push to gather more evidence. It was then when police raided his small apartment, which he shared with his two parents, that left police and eventually the whole world stunned. Anatoly, 45 at the time, was known for being a hoarder and a very lonely guy. Papers on papers all over the apartment, on cemeteries, on the floors, everywhere. When police entered the home, they also found these life-size doll figures throughout the apartment. They were reposed, and they resembled these antique dolls. They had makeup on, and some had fabric over their faces. The hands covered in fabric as well. A police officer then moved one of the dolls, and it instantly started a melody playing from inside the doll. Eventually, the eerie dolls took on a more sinister twist, and they were revealed to be human corpses from the ages 3 to 26. Anatoly was arrested and would tell police how he dug up graves because he was lonely. His biggest wish in life was to have children of his own, but couldn't because of his poor salary as a teacher, and he was unable to get approved for adoption. Anatoly would later claim that he did what he did because he believed that science and black magic would eventually bring these girls back to life. Each body or doll would have mementos, such as the music boxes inside their hollowed bodies. Some had chipped out pieces from their gravestone or even toys they were buried with. He used a combination of salt and baking soda to mummify the girls. His parents had no clue that the dolls were actually human, which I call bullshit. Anatoly would treat the dolls like his children, celebrating their birthdays, watching cartoons with them. He claims not to have any sexual desires, as he did view them as his own children. Police matched his footprints to those found in previous grave robbings and knew instantly that they had finally caught their guy. A total of 29 dolls were found in Anatoly's apartment. One doll had been kept for 9 years. He had over 12 charges that dealt with the desecration of graves. The public gave him nicknames such as the Lord of Mummies. Neighbors were shocked because Anatoly and his parents were nice people who kept to themselves. One neighbor mentioned a raunchy smell coming from their home, but apparently it was something common to have like a raunchy smell coming from apartment basements. He ended up confessing to 44 counts of abusing graves and corpses. He said this to the victim's parents: "You abandoned your girls. I brought them home and I warmed them up." He was trialed and ended up being diagnosed with schizophrenia and then sentenced to a psychiatric ward. In September 2018, he got the possibility of continuing his treatment from home. Families of the children were obviously outraged to hear that he would be able to walk the streets. According to his caretakers, he could not realize the gravity of his situation due to his diagnosis. Prosecutors agree that he should remain locked away. Since being sentenced, many of his colleagues stopped collaborating with him, and his parents live in a total isolation. It's said that his parents even considered suicide and are in a very bad condition. Anatoly would tell police not to bother burying the girls too deeply, as he planned to dig them up once he was released. I'm unsure if he said that before or after he is supposedly, you know, improving. You can find the video that the police released where you can see all the dolls. Apparently he was single for most of his life for obvious, clear reasons. Although I thought I read somewhere that he now has a girlfriend who visits him regularly in the psychiatric ward. I think the story is freaking crazy. I mean, how would you feel if your daughter, your loved one, your mom, your brothers, whoever was digged up and kept, this weird man just kept them? One of the mothers of the doll that he kept for 9 years was the little girl, and she's completely outraged, which is totally understandable because she tells news outlets that she had her little girl for 9 years or 8 years before she passed away, and Anatoly had her for that much or even longer. Like, how crazy is that? I hope you guys enjoyed this last story. I'm sorry this is a late upload, but I sounded like I had a dick in my throat because I had some weird congestion sickness going on. But I hope you guys, like I said, enjoyed this little episode, and I will see you next Monday with another one. Keep it groovy, y'all.